GLAD calls Candace Cameron Bure's comments irresponsible and hurtful, threatens advertiser boycott. By David Ng on November 18, 2022. The president of GLAD has condemned Candace Cameron Bure's recent comments in the Wall Street Journal in which she said that the Great American Family channel where the actress serves as chief creative officer will focus on traditional marriage instead of gay couples and its Christmas programming. Sarah Kate Ellis, GLAD's president and CEO, called Bure's comments irresponsible and hurtful, and threatened a boycott by advertisers and cable providers. As the company's chief creative officer, her statement is harmful and insulting to LGBTQ employees, as well as employees with LGBTQ friends and family, Ellis wrote in a series of tweets this week. If GAF's plan is to intentionally exclude stories about LGBTQ couples, then actors, advertisers, cable and streaming platforms, and production companies should take note and seriously consider whether they want to be associated with a network that holds exclusion as one of its values. GLAD uses the threat of advertiser boycotts to pressure media companies into conforming to its radical leftist agenda. In the past, the organization has issued such threats to companies including Fox News, Twitter, and the Hallmark Channel. In the case of the Hallmark Channel, GLAD successfully pressured the channel into reversing an earlier decision to reject commercials featuring gay couples. Since then, the Hallmark Channel has gone even further by actively incorporating gay couples into its Christmas movies. Candace Cameron Bure starred in numerous Hallmark Channel movies before leaving the channel in April to join Great American Family. In the Wall Street Journal interview this week, she was asked whether or not GAF would spotlight gay couples in its Christmas movies. "I think that Great American Family will keep traditional marriage at the core," she told the newspaper. Her remark has prompted a deluge of hatred from the left, with people attacking her as a homophobe and a bigot, and even comparing her to Eva Braun. Follow David Ng on Twitter at Hey, It's David Ng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.